Today is Friday, the 2nd of May, in the second week of Easter. David Beresford sings Stephen Foe's setting of Psalm 9, I will tell of all your wonders. As I enter into prayer today, I look around me and see so many of God's wonders. For a moment, I think of the words of the psalm, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
A Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up and ordered the men to be put outside for a short time. Then he said to them, Fellow Israelites, consider carefully what you propose to do to these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. But he was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and disappeared. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up at the time of the census and got people to follow him. He also perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. Because if this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. In that case, you may even be found fighting against God. They were convinced by him, and when they had called in the apostles, they had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonour for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah.
The wise Pharisee, Gamaliel, knows that what is truly of God endures. God is faithful and will make fruitful all that is for the good. For a moment, remain with this sense of the God who does not abandon the good. Let yourself be at peace in God's sustaining presence. Perhaps there are things in your own life that you are waiting for, and perhaps hoping to see flourish and blossom in your relationships, your work, in your family. What is it like to hold these things before the Lord's loving gaze? As you listen to the reading again, notice the joy the apostles feel in giving witness to Christ through the challenges they face. How does their joy affect you?
A Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up and ordered the men to be put outside for a short time. Then he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, consider carefully what you propose to do to these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. But he was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and disappeared. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up at the time of the census and got people to follow him. He also perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. Because if this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. In that case, you may even be found fighting against God." They were convinced by him, and when they had called in the apostles, they had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonour for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah.
Take some time now to talk to Christ as a friend, sharing with him your own hopes for what God is doing in your life and through your life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.